Today's GeoQuiz takes us to the place President Obama is heading at the end of the week. It's Africa. Well, that was easy. Wait, there's more. He's going to be visiting a West African city where you can find European forts from the 17th century. Dutch, Danish, and British buildings stand sentry along the coast. They're relics of the slave trade. Today, the city is the capital of a country that proudly won independence from Britain in 1957. Can you name this African city that will host America's first African-American president? Well, unfortunately, there's no time to spare on this one today. The answer is Accra, the capital of Ghana. Now, when President Obama arrives there, he's going to be in good company. Many Americans go there, some to conduct business, others to study. If you go, make sure to take time out to head to the beach, because there's a bathing spot just outside the city of Accra. Its name? Well, there's a story in that. We'll let the world's David Barron explain.
Accra's most popular beach gets crowded on weekends. Swimmers bound in the surf, tourists slump in lounge chairs, acrobats and musicians entertain them. It's a good place to relax, but if you want to start a heated conversation, ask this question. What's the name of the beach?
Labadi Beach.
It's not Labadi. Labadi is La. It's not Labadi.
No. It's Labadi Beach. Labadi Beach.
Some call the beach Labadi. That's L-A-B-A-D-I. Others just call it La Beach. And it turns out this dispute has a deep and emotional backstory. You know how in the U.S., Native American groups have sought to change the names of certain places, particularly places called Squaw Mountain or Squaw Valley. Some American Indians find the term squaw offensive. Well, it's similar with the name Labadi.
The name has some historical background.
Samson Borte is a regular at the beach, and he told me he knew the story. The local people, he explained, are known as the La people. La means fire.
During the colonial time, okay, the white people had referred to the La people as bad. La bad. That is how the name Labadi all came about. But the actual name is La.
The British colonists called the La people bad? That sounded a little suspect to me. So I tracked down one of the La people.
My name is Abladi Glover. I'm a retired university teacher.
Professor Glover now owns an art gallery on the beach. He told me it wasn't the early British settlers who gave this beach its name. It was the Danish.
The Danes use this place as their bath place. They come to swim here. And they call this place the bath place. But in Danish, it's bathing place. So now this thing developed and became Labad, Labad.
Then I heard a third version of the story. A linguistics professor at the University of Ghana contends Labadi is a variation on Labone. Bone is the name of the place the La people are said to have come from. But whatever the origins of Labadi, Ablade Glover says his people consider the term derogatory because many assume it means the La people are bad. And his community has been asking for 20 years now that the name be retired. Still, you'll see Labadi on maps and in guidebooks.
I don't know how long it's going to take to pump this into people's heads that the people here do not want to be called Labadi anymore. They want to be called La, which is the original name they settled with.
Ultimately, this fight over language isn't really about word origins. It's about politics and respect. We name mountains, cities, beaches to make sense of a landscape, to claim and control it. But times change and names can grow dated. Consider Mount McKinley, Constantinople, Peking. When the inhabitants of an area decide they no longer like a name, particularly one imposed by outsiders, don't they have a right to change it? For the world, I'm David Barron, La Beach, Accra, Ghana.
If you'd like to see photos of David Barron's trip to La Beach, visit our website, theworld.org.